As vote counting continued in five key states, a powerful House Democrat from Western Massachusetts said trends point to a victory for former Vice President Joe Biden. Asked to say on a scale of 1 to 10 how confident he is in a Biden victory, Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Richard Neal said he's at the high end of the scale.
Well, I feel pretty good. I think right now I'd say 8 to 9.
As Neal spoke in Springfield just before noon, Biden had 238 Electoral College votes to President Donald Trump's 213. The candidate who gets 270 wins. Neal pointed to Michigan and Wisconsin, where Biden has grabbed small leads, and said he's encouraged about the prospects in Pennsylvania, where most of the votes that remain uncounted are in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, both Democratic strongholds.
Mail-in balloting worked. They think that every vote needs to be counted. It's essential. Representative democracy depends upon the confidence and faith you have in the system that your vote will, in fact, be counted. And in Pennsylvania, because of our arcane, perhaps, law, those ballots can be counted as long as they're postmarked up until Friday.
Speaking with reporters outside his district office in the federal courthouse in Springfield, Neal said he does not think short-term uncertainty over who won the presidency hurts America in the eyes of the rest of the world.
Well, I don't think that that's problematic. I mean, it took us almost 6 weeks, Bush v. Gore, before we settled the issue at the Supreme Court, unfortunately. It was done that way.
Democrats' dreams of flipping the U.S. Senate appear to have been dashed, but Neal, who chairs the powerful House Ways and Means Committee, said that does not necessarily spell another 2 years of partisan gridlock.
I think that the whole idea of trying to figure out what a path forward will be enhanced by the respect that Joe Biden has for the institutional framework of the United States Senate. I mean, we held the House. The Senate's more iffy at the moment. We don't know. But I know this, that Joe Biden would be a universally well-regarded figure in the United States Senate by both sides.
Neal said he spoke with members of the Biden transition team about 5 days before Election Day to discuss a legislative agenda for the lame duck session.
The country needs a big stimulus bill, period. I reiterate that because I said earlier the CARES Act saved the economy. And now we need to get on with another round of stimulus checks to the American family, more unemployment insurance, and the surge in the virus creating a need for more money for our hospitals, an expansion of the retention tax credit, the earned income tax credit, and a child care tax credit. The number of women who have not been able to go back to work because of child care is astounding.
Neal, who was unopposed for re-election, spent part of Election Day in New Hampshire helping to get out the vote for Biden. Biden won all the New England states, New York and New Jersey. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.